Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor.
Yo.
Let's have some fun. Ben, I think I found a quote that defines when people ask what's different or how different is it or how much more energy it is between last year and this year. I think I found the quote that may tell the story. It may explain all of that. And
you only gave me part of the quote prior.
Yeah, and I'm going to read the whole just quote.
The partial quote that you gave me, there's a big difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. There's a couple of big differences, but I'm not going to say all of the words.
Please don't. There may be people listening to this in their car on the way home with their kids, so let's keep that in mind.
I'm not going to listen, but there's going to be some heavy editing. I will give you a heads up. So this is Xavier Atkins on Taquio Spikes podcast, Behind the Mask. And the context is about Alex Golish and changing the culture and what he brings from the prior regime. Okay. So that's kind of the gist of the question. And here's his answer. Okay.
What he brings that's different than the prior
different
regime.
Yes. Yeah. Here's his answer. It's structure. I need structure. I like this quote right here. I need to feel like the head man is on the same time as me.
The same time, not Paige.
The same time as me. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to just be in the game. We want to smash mother truckers. We want to smash them.
Yep.
Last year, and it was like, oh, we're going to be in the game in the fourth quarter and this and that. No. We should go out there and dominate. I don't give a crap if they're in the SEC or not. Me and my homies, we should go dominate and run through their face. That's what Golish brings.
Feel
Drop
free.
The mic. That's the end of the show. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, that is.
Could you sum up, Ben, based off what we've talked about, based off what you've heard, could you sum up, I know we're joking, but could you sum up the difference between last year and this year any better than that quote right there on a number of levels?
No, and if you see the unedited quote, Kyle did an exceptional job.
Exquisite.
Everywhere you heard an adjective, it was not what Kyle said. Let me just say that. It really is true. You know, how many times did we hear the last couple of years, Killer Instinct, missing it? And then that right there, what he just said, we're going to be close in the fourth quarter, or we're going to be in it in the fourth quarter.
And he said, nah.
And he's not about that anymore.
No,
he's like,
we ain't trying to be close.
We're going to go out there and we're going to set the tone early. And we're going to stay that way up until four quarters of football. It's not going to be, hey, let's hang around to the fourth quarter to give ourselves a chance.
He said he would like to smash
mother truckers. Yes.
He would like to smash people, not just be in it in the fourth quarter. Dominate them and run through their face, Ben. That would hurt.
Someone
could actually run through your whole face, that would send a message.
I've had it happen. It doesn't feel good.
Ben, let's talk about one thing, okay? Dog cussing works. Let's just say it. In football, a good old dog cussing.
In any works. Sport. In any sport. Look, listen, it made the rounds on SportsCenter and everything else this week about that female coach getting on her female player and screaming at her on the sideline. And then in the post game, the player was like, well, that's really the only way she can get through to me. Not just that, when you go back to the round of 32 in basketball, when they interviewed the kid for St. John's afterwards, the first thing she said, she goes, Patino was talking to the huddle. What was he telling you? He goes, I don't know, probably yelling at me like he does all the other times. It's like, so it gets through. And I told you, you know, you go back to the Tuberville years where he had open practice on the intramural fields. That was not a place anybody under the age of 21 needed to be. I'm just going to say the coaches, and that's the defenses, that that Takeo Spikes that you're talking, those are the type.
You can't play defense and not cuss.
No, you can't. You cannot play defense and not have some sort of swagger to you.
Swagger is the best word.
It takes a grown man to play corner at 175 to 180 pounds and come up full speed and stick your face in on somebody that's coming out of the backfield that's probably 50 pounds heavier than you. And you got to have that dog in you, that instinct of I'm giving up everything to make a play, to make a stop. And I know that sounds real coach speak-esque, but those are the guys when you talk to them, you think about the guys, you know, like, remember Joey Porter from the Pittsburgh Steelers? Every time they interviewed him, he seemed mad. He seemed mad. Even in church, he seemed mad. Like he just was. And I think that to be successful, Kyle, you got to be that way. And you clearly, you see in that interview with Takeo and Xavier, he got it out of him, man. He just brought it up. And all of a sudden that the switch flipped and he's like pissed off.
Ben, the most embarrassed I've ever been as an Auburn fan was overtime versus Missouri. And they were
one particular play.
They were just punking us at the coin toss, just talking trash. And we looked like I knew from that point in time, we ain't winning this thing in overtime.
No,
like they were just talking to us like we were nobody. And that was the most embarrassing moment ever. Like we've lost clearly our edge. We've lost the respect of other teams. Like we look soft, all of that stuff. That's the most embarrassed I've been as an Auburn fan of this whole stretch, this whole dark ages we've been in. And I don't think Xavier Atkins is going to take that anymore.
I don't know that we're going to see that.
And I think they've taken the reins off of them and said, no. We're not. That's not who we're going to be. We're going to be intense. We're going to hurt people. We're going to go try to be as physical as we can. And a coordinator can only do so much to create that. Like they can, and I think Durkin did a great job. But when it's coming from the top, it doesn't feel like it's conflicting messages. Like you got one message coming from the top and then you got your coordinator saying another thing. Like legitimately, I think Golish and Durkin are very, very similar in the way they view football, like the intensity in the way they view football. And when the message is coming from the top, it resonates a lot more. And it's a lot easier to feel comfortable in doing this interview this way. Like this real, like I'm again, you know, it, probably this isn't the place for it, but the message is the intensity sitting after a shower, you're dressed, you got all your street clothes on, you're ready to go to class. You're still intense.
Yeah.
Now, Takeo Spikes might have something to do with it because he's pretty intense and he probably brings it out of you too. But again, that's just that mindset of those guys that become great. And again, the stark contrast between last year and this year, I again, it can't be summed up more better than that quote.
Yeah, because last year it was, and I'm not just going to go to last year, I'm going to say the last 3 years, it has been very good mood, very happy. No hardcore rap on the speakers inside the facility. Yes, they got on them. Yes, they yelled at them a little bit, but nothing like what you've seen thus far in practice, where it's both motivational as well as if they do something wrong, they get in their grill a little bit as well. And Golish hadn't strayed away from, let's say, post-practice comments when he'll say, no, they look great the first 30 minutes. And all of a sudden, everybody got tired. And that's just unacceptable. And we're not doing that. And you just didn't hear those type of quotes before. You would hear, you know, we didn't have a very good day at practice today. So we're going to, you know, we're going to get in the film room. We're going to have some discussions. We're going to get better for tomorrow. We're going to get better. And it doesn't seem like this staff is that way. It's like
they're disgusted. Alex Golish was literally disgusted with practice on Tuesday. And I love that.
And see, you just didn't see that in the past. And you saw that, you know, in some previous administrations where there was disgust there. I mean, there was even times, I'll give Malzahn credit. There were times where when they had poor offensive performances in practice,
bull crap.
He was, yeah. I mean, he didn't cuss, but he had a scowl look on his face for the next 3 days until they got something fixed. And I just don't know that we saw that the last 3 years. I think that this is coming back, and you got a guy that you said, Golish runs around. He's in with the linebackers. He runs over the offensive linemen. He's over with the defensive backs. He's back over with the running backs. He's talking with the quarterbacks, and he's all over the place. And I just think that intensity, it's tough to deny it when you're a player, when you're seeing the head dude do it and the head dude back up his guys underneath him that, you know, that are the coordinators that are also getting in people's faces. And, you know, more importantly, you talked about just a minute ago, seeing your head guy do it. What more importantly, the people it's good to see do it is your peers, your leaders on the team, because if your peers can hold you way more accountable than an authority figure.
Yeah.
You know, think about that at work, Kyle. I mean, my boss can get on to a couple of different of us at one point in time. But if I walk over to one of my coworkers, I'm like, that cannot happen. Like, you got to stop. It hits closer to home. It hits closer to home. Let's just say an authority figure in you and I, if we're doing something, I make a fool of myself on the golf course. And you're like, you got to stop. Like, that's enough. It means more coming from a peer than it does coming from somebody that's, you know, because sometimes the screaming turns into white noise, Kyle. And if that continues and it becomes white noise, then all this is ineffective. But if you got the Xavier Atkins of the world that are out there and they're like, you need to get your, you know what, gear. He's telling us what we need to be doing. And you're making a, you know what, out of all of us right now.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference.
No doubt. I thought that your SEC media days, I still think your SEC media days, guys, you got to send it to Xavier Atkins.
Well, I don't know, man. After hearing that, you take,
I want him to just light it up.
You take the bleeps out. I don't know that that's going to be,
just let him fly.
There's nothing on nothing. SEC Network's not going to be able to air any of that.
Where is SEC media days this year?
I don't
know. Tampa. Jeez. Tampa. I'm going this year.
Have fun with that. Go ahead. You'll see Jacob down there. Our buddy Jacob's going from our office. We'll send him.
Yeah. Hopefully that interview doesn't DQ Atkins from Media Days, because I think he represents Golish's mindset in a player very, very well.
So how do you I know we're sitting here and we're here, those that are watching, you see Kyle's got his bug hat on. And I know we're bugging about this right now. How much of this, if you put your objective hat on,
yeah,
how much of this can go out and be used as bulletin board material, or it gets brought back up if he gets it handed to him in a game or something of that nature? Or are we too far out? I mean, it's spring, so probably no big deal right now. If he did this,
if he didn't call anybody out, if he did
this second week of the season going into Florida, it'd probably be used in bulletin board material. But
He's first team All-American. So like, he's going to be everybody's bulletin board.
He can back it up too. I mean, that's another thing. You know, when you're first team All-American,
he didn't call out anybody specific. No? So I don't think I really don't think you'd have to really stretch. I think to make us take that what he said personal, unless you're like, he running through my face. Kind of. Yeah. Better not let Xavier Atkins run through your face.
Yeah,
that could hurt.
Yeah.
He's a stud. God, he's so good. Can you believe we got him out of the portal? And he never played at LSU. He barely played at LSU.
Isn't it wild?
It's crazy the jumps that people can make from like year one to year two. That's why I'm still looking at guys.
It's funny because people call that, whether it be a system thing, whether it just be a comfort thing. I mean, it's just amazing. Whether it's the talent around them thing. I mean, that's why I told you, when everybody was back, when we first started, you know, when Golish first started bringing players with him in the portal from South Florida, and I'm like, man, yeah, some of them may not work out, but those that make the transition and jump when they get here to go from South Florida to Auburn in the SEC, and they start showing out in front of the Georgias and the Alabamas and the Floridas of the world, because they've already, because they're clearly not scared playing Florida, playing Miami, you know, this past year. It clearly, there's not, the moment's not too big for them because they had to go on the road to play those type games. Now they'll get to play them in front of people that support them and that back them. I get excited about that kind of stuff, man, because they're playing for a guy they believe in, as well as they're playing in front of a crowd that has been selling out while we've been losing and still selling out. And so they know the support's going to be there. So, and maybe that's the kind of thing that Xavier Atkins is telling them too. Look, these guys opened me with open arms, and look what I've done. And I'm an All-American, and I'm going to run through your face. And you know what? Me and my coach, we're on the same time.
I'm going to ask you a question because I'm curious to know your answer on this. If you could import that mindset onto last year's team, how many more games do they win? Just strictly that.
Enough to make a run at almost double digits with a bowl. So that way, I mean.
I don't know that I disagree. I really feel like that's worth minimum two wins. Like that mindset last year, you still were limited at quarterback.
Yeah.
But if you had a little bit more intensity, a little bit more dog, and the mindset of let's don't try to be there in the fourth quarter. Let's be up 21 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, let's end it.
With as many close games as there was, like that's the crazy thing. Like how our record in one score games, which was just insane. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you may have only been an attitude away from two to three more wins last year. I don't think that's a stretch. Do you?
I don't think it's a stretch because I think I'm one of those. We were talking about one of the last episodes. Well, I think it was the last episode. We were talking about, you know, like an NFL, the parody that they love to have. Well, the SEC's kind of got that. Like the talent is there on each team. It's who gets it out of them. Mm. And clearly the previous staff didn't get out what we had to offer because of people that you see right there, like Xavier Atkins, that had a great year. But how great of a year would he have had last year if he had that mentality instead of, because he admitted it in the interview. He said, last year we were hoping we, you know, just get us to close in the fourth and we'll be fine. This year he's like, you know what? That's BS. Not doing that.
Not doing that anymore.
And so if he would have had that, that's BS, we're not doing that anymore last year instead of this year. Yeah, you do want, I mean, it's minimum worth two wins, in my opinion, because of the closest. And then you're looking at bowl eligibility and probably a bowl game, a bowl win as well, if you get matched up against the right person. So it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating because, as I said, we see these teams day in and day out these last 3 years and going into this fourth year. We see the talent that's on the field, and the results are not what the talent should be yielding, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
And I know that everybody's going to point to the quarterback situation, but guys, even what Ashford did when he finally came in and started playing would have sufficed if we would have had the attitude that we have
from the top. If you had a killer, we're about to go kill.
Yes,
we're about to go slay mindset.
Instead of let's make sure that his money's right. Let's make sure he's happy.
Mm.
Let's make sure that he is taken care of.
Work on confidence. Let's worry about somebody's feelings.
His confidence needs to be there. So we need to go half speed.
When Hugh Freeze said, I'm doing personality tests on everybody, because you can't coach everybody like Michael Jordan. You know, you can't Michael Jordan coach everybody, you know, because he just would crawl you up and down. Michael Jordan was. And he got the bet. I can't believe that statement was actually uttered, because Michael Jordan won six straight NBA championships.
He's one of the greatest to ever do it.
He won six straight NBA championships. Hey, how about do whatever he did? How about that?
Well, I mean,
how about do everybody that way?
You look at all the great Michael Jordan, you and I being golfers, look at how Tiger Woods said his dad treated him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And I know that people go, well, that's, listen, this is football. This is not daycare.
Yeah, that was golf.
Yeah.
And it worked
that was,
in golf.
That was golf. And it went, this is football. This is not daycare. This is not. And
oh,
see, that's
man.
The thing is when
God,
he's,
you're preaching right now.
When he said, that we're doing the personality test because you can't coach everybody the same way. No. But the very talented ones, the ones that want leadership, the ones that want discipline, the ones like Xavier Atkins that want you pointing them in the right direction and setting their hair on fire and letting them go, I promise you, once his teammates see him doing things that make him successful, they will step up or they will step out. There's one. That's the only things that will happen. Everybody, you know, it's not just when you play to your competition when you're playing against somebody. You play to your competition when you're practicing in practice. I mean, if the guy next to you is beating your you-know-what every single play, you either step up or you move on and somebody else takes your spot.
Yep.
So that doesn't take a personality test. That's a he can't cut it. He does not have the mental fortitude to cut it. So let's get somebody else in here that does. Totally. You take a guy that steps in there that doesn't think he can be beat, even though he doesn't have the talent. He just thinks, I cannot be beat. He's going to do better than the guy that's loafing and has a confidence issue that was a five-star that thinks the game's going to eventually, quote-unquote, come to him. That's not going to happen. You got to make it happen for yourself.
No doubt. No doubt. Dude, good stuff. Good stuff. That was awesome. Practice was good today. I'm sure we'll talk about practice stuff over the next week. There's a scrimmage, I think, a small scrimmage Saturday, a full scrimmage next Thursday.
Are you allowed to go to this full, no. small scrimmage?
They told me, I asked how I could get in, and they said donate $500,000.
You got that.
Yeah. So we just need
a few more. Speaking of which, Kyle's in real estate. If you guys would make sure.
If you need a few more, we just need a few more YouTube memberships, and yeah. we might be able to do it. So, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. War Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.